This program is called PharmRx, getting our medicine, our healing from the farm and our nourishment. The classes are so cool because they use the Cooking Matters curriculum, which has been around forever, just trying to make cooking skills available to people who really need it, which is all of us. And so that merged with a local farm that's providing the veggies for the cooking classes. And you get to do the class, one parent and one child. So the parent and the child attend together. So you get to cook with your kid and, you know, carve out this time that you just wouldn't have otherwise. You know, it's a very cool thing. And with all the fresh veggies that you need and the instruction, and then you get to eat with all the other people in your class and have little potluck. And then you get to go home with a basket of $30 worth of produce from the farm.
And what farm is this partnering with?
An amazing farm that I hope we are not going to lose called Roaring Gardens, which is down close to the intersection of Catherine's Store and 82.
I'm familiar with Roaring Gardens.
Yeah.
And actually, we haven't talked on Katie and Kay about what might happen. Would you like to inform our listeners?
The Polo operation, I think the same one that's out in that area, is expanding and bought this big tract of land. And that happens to be where this very abundant and beautiful farm operation has been existing for, I think, 3 or 4 years now. And with the incredibly growing need to create our local food system and create local food production here in any way, shape, or form that will support us, each one of the farms that has been able to make a go of it and, you know, really so beautifully, that's an asset that's really hard to let go of.
Especially a farm that's generous enough to support a program like this.
And you can see the values in, you know, these local growers. They feel a part of the soil. They feel a part of the community. They know the interconnectedness. And that's such a beautiful part of this program because it knits a lot of things together.
And so if a parent has multiple kids, say it's a mother and she has three kids and she wants to offer this opportunity to all three, would that be possible?
I would say go ahead and call us and we'll see, you know, what's possible. So you would talk to Diana Alcantara, and she is bilingual. So, you know, if you want to talk in either language, she is happy to. And we're trying to get people registered by September 1st. But again, even if you miss the first class, we'll find a way to get you in. I mean, we're just wanting this to reach people because it's very cool.
And how is this being funded? Who's sponsoring it?
There was a grant received from Garfield Healthy Communities Coalition.
What are the hours like?
So it's Thursdays from 4:30 to 7, and it's at the Carbondale Rec and Community Center. You cook and you eat a meal, so it's just kind of where you go to eat, you know, make and eat your dinner.
How many openings are there?
We want to make sure we have 10 people going through it, so we're trying to get 15 signed up. And at the same time that you're having, you know, this great experience in learning and eating, you're supporting our local agriculture, which we increasingly are going to be dependent on. We want to celebrate.
Well, thank you so much for coming in to share about this.
Thank you, Raleigh.